Hello, Kate O'Toole here. Today on Hack, a new drug is being trialled in Australia to treat premature ejaculation. It's the first drug of its kind that's been released specifically for this. But is premature ejaculation something that you've had to deal with? If you or your partner comes too soon, how does it affect your relationship?
Hack.
Nothing I thought about would actually stop me from coming early.
Pretty much every time is a bit of a disappointment.
Always 30-second situation, sometimes quicker.
Sex begins and then he loses it straight away.
1300 055 36. Text 1975 7555.
Before we get to that, though, it was a pretty big weekend in federal politics. First, a comeback from this guy.
We are only months away from a federal election, and we have a federal government that has no policy on what its leader describes as the greatest moral challenge of our time.
That's right. He's back. Malcolm Turnbull says he will stand in the next election. And Australia's new tax system is announced. Bigger taxes on the mining industry and higher superannuation rates. But will it be harder for you to get a job? John Barrington has more.
Today, the government will take action on tax reform to, one, keep government finances strong, two, to protect the future of the Australian economy, and three, make sure working families and small businesses get their fair share.
On what would have probably been a laid-back Sunday afternoon for most of you, Kevin Rudd and Wayne Swan decided to announce their response to the Henry Tax Review.
This long-term plan released today builds a stronger economy by using super profits earned from the resources owned by all Australians to provide better super for working families, simpler, lower tax for all companies, especially small business, the future infrastructure needs of our nation.
From the Henry Review, the government wants to set up a $5.6 billion fund for state-based infrastructure projects. It wants to reduce the tax that companies pay and bring in targeted tax cuts for small businesses in 2012. At the same time, it's planning to boost super contributions from 9 to 12% and create more government benefits for the superannuation of low-income earners. Now, that's supposed to make it easier on you when you retire.
These reforms will add $108,000 to the retirement super of an average worker aged 30 now and increase Australia's pool of superannuation savings by $85 billion over the decade ahead.
That's had a pretty mixed response from business groups.
The government's funding of increased superannuation benefits is going to be paid for by Australia's million employers and small businesses. That means an additional cost to Australian employers of between $20 billion and $23.6 billion per year.
Peter Anderson from the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry there. And it's not like super is something that keeps you awake at night.
It is notoriously difficult to sell. It's a long-term savings measure. And when you're trying to buy that car or get your foot in the real estate market, the last thing you really want to contemplate is your retirement savings plan for 30 to 40 years' time. So that's the challenge for government, to take it beyond the immediate and explain that there is a benefit out the other end with a policy like this.
You're listening to ABC TV political correspondent Greg Jennett. Now, remember that extra 100 grand in super that Kevin Rudd's promising you? Well,
it's an impressive number, and who wouldn't want an extra $100,000? Any economist, though, will tell you that there'll be 20 to 30 years' worth of inflation between now and there, and the buying power of that $100,000 does diminish over time. That's one of the difficulties with superannuation policy. The numbers look impressive, but you've got to live day to day in that era that people are likely to retire. So don't be too fooled by the upfront promises of wealth down the track. Expenses will rise along the way. They've got to explain that.
But the most controversial plan is to put a 40% tax on the mining industry. And that's why Kevin Rudd was out doing the hard sell today.
Over the last decade, the mining companies generated $80 billion in higher profits. At the same time, governments, on behalf of the Australian people, received only an additional $9 billion over that period of time. What we're saying is that the mining companies deserve a fair return on their investment. That's important. But we also believe the Australian people deserve a fair return on the resources which they themselves own.
People in the industry, however, like billionaire Clive Palmer, are, well, pissed off.
You never increase jobs by increasing taxes. You never increase exports by increasing taxes. And interestingly enough, you don't increase government revenue by increasing taxes, because the projects that would have been coming on, many of them will be shelved and will be cancelled.
And Mitch Hooks from the Minerals Council of Australia says thousands of potential jobs will be lost. But Gavin Went, a resource analyst from Mine Life, reckons that's a knee-jerk reaction and says the industry will negotiate with government before touching its workforce. He reckons it's not necessarily harder for you to get into the mining industry.
You know, we're up until probably 6 or 7 years ago, the mining industry had been in the doldrums for a period of time. There wasn't a lot of opportunities. That's all changed in the last 6 to 7 years, and now the sector is struggling to fill the skills gap. Now, gradually, that's happening. But still, you know, we have dramatically shorter workers in places like Western Australia and also Queensland. There are tremendous opportunities there. I think the real issue is, you know, will companies vote with their feet if they feel as though they're getting a raw deal and take their business offshore? And that's the problem, and that's the possibility.
That's Founding Director and Senior Resource Analyst with MineLife, Gavin Went, ending that report from John Barrington.
I think what I wanted to do was get naked as quickly as possible so that I'd just stop that crazy build that happens in your head before you have to do something scary.
On Triple J. Now, coming up on Hack, you'll hear about a new drug that's being trialled in Australia to treat premature ejaculation. About 30% of guys in Australia have got a problem with coming too soon at some point in their lives. But how soon exactly is too soon?
Hack on Triple J.
I'm down at a university pool hall asking the question, what is premature?
Basically, ejaculating before you actually do the deed itself.
When you're not finished.
I'd say anything that doesn't satisfy the ladies.
The ladies?
Anything after 5 minutes is not premature.
If he comes before about 10 minutes.
Right, okay, so have you got the stopwatch timing him?
No, but you think it's not 10 minutes, then it's premature. There's no fun. It's too short.
Probably anything under 5 minutes or before the girl. Unless the girl takes ridiculously long, you can't be blamed.
I've just spotted a couple out here in this university quadrangle, and the girl is sitting on the guy's lap as they have a smoke. It looks like a pretty intimate little situation, but I'm going to go and speak to them anyway. What do you think is too early?
Premature would be... How would you define that?
I think before she gets off is my opinion of premature.
Do you meet that target most times you have sex?
I think you should answer that, babe.
I guess I'm a lucky girl.
Yeah, right, okay. So most of the time that's how it works out for you guys?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, not to dredge up too much awkward stuff, but have either of you been with people that haven't met those expectations?
No.
I don't always meet those expectations, let's be honest, you know, cold hard truth. But generally, you try to get there.
A lot of it's about compromise, and I guess it happens sometimes, and it's okay.
There is, as you can hear, a bunch of different opinions about what premature ejaculation means, which is not surprising because actually the technical definition is pretty new and not sort of 100% concrete. Sex therapist Linda Carlisle is in the Hack studio. Linda, what is the official definition?
Hi, Kate. Well, the official definition was only made last year, and a big committee got together and decided that it had to ejaculate, men had to ejaculate within 1 to 2 minutes of vaginal penetration and 90% of the time within the first minute, that they felt an inability to delay and a lack of control, and that it also caused them personal distress and bother.
Yeah, so actually you could do all of those things, you could come that quickly, and if it doesn't worry you at all, you don't have
an
issue.
Don't have premature ejaculation.
Yep. So, I mean, should we start with how long is the average shag? If anything under 2 minutes for a majority of the time, and under 1 minute for the majority of time is considered premature?
Yeah. Look, the average time is between 5 and 7 minutes, and that's in big sample studies of tens of thousands of people. So back in the Kinsey day in the 1950s, it was 2 minutes. So what does that tell you about how men's performance needs have changed over the last 40 years?
We're having sex for longer.
Higher expectations.
Right. So I guess the idea of being premature must have changed a lot over that time as well.
Absolutely, and especially since the pill came in and women, it became important to pleasure the woman because previously it wasn't such a focus. It was about the man's enjoyment. So then it became about women orgasming, and that, of course, is a huge variable.
And how much of this concept of premature ejaculation is psychological and how much of it is physiological or medical?
There are some conditions, medical conditions, that can cause it. There are actually two types of, well, there are four types of premature ejaculation, but the main two, the first one is lifelong, so it's always been fairly well the same. And they think that that may be just a natural biological phenomenon, that there are certain people that do come quickly. The second one, people have had control in the past, but for some reason have lost that control. And that can be caused by a medical condition, but a lot of the time it's caused by performance anxiety and worry. And it's much more common for people to be able to do something about the second type because they've had the control in the past.
Ben, this is a problem for you?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So how long has it been an issue?
Quite a while, probably, I don't know, sort of 10 years.
So what's your situation?
Hey, you're talking about, you know, it's a natural, it's always been there, it's always been the same. It's just broken up relationships and stuff, and now I'm with my wife, and it's probably about to break up our relationship just because of that, really.
Have you tried to do anything about it at any stage?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've tried different things. I've tried the nasal sprays and all that sort of stuff, and just nothing really works.
Stay listening, because we're going to talk about some other potential solutions and ways to deal with it. But Linda Carlisle is here. She's a sex therapist. She's going to talk through some of those things with us. But thanks so much for giving us a call. I hope over the course of the show before 6 o'clock something comes up that could be a potential solution for you. Now, if you'd like to give us a call too, the number is 1300 055 536, or you could text 1975 7555. If you've had an issue with premature ejaculation, what did you do about it?
You feel so inadequate as a man, and everybody else seems to be having great sex and you're not, and everybody's got some solution and you try the solution and it doesn't work. It really messes with your head. My name's Tim. I'm 28. I had premature ejaculation from 19 to 24. I found that I was coming within 30 seconds and there was nothing I could do to stop it. So I would get engaged in foreplay and I would try not to think about sex. I would try and just go through the motions of sex, but think about other things, anything, work, uni, but it's really hard to do, and nothing I thought about would actually stop me from coming early. Always 30 second situation, sometimes quicker. You try and do everything but not come, but you've got this really sexy woman moaning underneath you and you can't help but think of sex and coming, and then it just goes and it's over and you feel terrible. I couldn't keep going to satisfy her. Some of the methods I tried were the stop and start method, which is where when you feel you're about to ejaculate, you stop, you take a few breaths and you start again, which my girlfriend's always hated. The other method was the squeeze, where you squeeze the base of the penis at the point of ejaculation, and that stops the ejaculation occurring and you can keep going. It didn't work for me. I could never do it properly. Other things I tried were deep breathing, so focusing on taking long deep breaths in, holding, and then breathing out slowly. Again, it just didn't work. I would come so quickly regardless. My partner at the time wasn't too bothered by the premature ejaculation, but she was really bothered by the fact that I was clearly distressed by it all. I felt like a really bad boyfriend, and she could see that I was upset, and that was an issue. I talked about it openly with my girlfriend. I talked it openly with my friends, my guy friends, and with my other female friends as well. They were very understanding and they really wanted me to be happy. So they were happy to give me their views, give me their tips, and they were always there to listen whenever I wanted to have a bit of a vent. I did actually have a friend who had a similar situation. He'd actually had depression and was on antidepressants. And antidepressants, one of their side effects is that they will inhibit you coming. so you just can't. And he actually suggested that if I wanted, I could take some of his antidepressants to help me go longer. And there was no way I was going to do it. Antidepressants, they have side effects, and I wasn't going to be irresponsible with my health. Sometimes it burns, sometimes it stings, sometimes it leaves a stain. So when I was in a relationship, I'd always made them come anyway with oral sex and foreplay. They knew I wasn't being selfish. This was something I couldn't control. With casual sex, it's not the same. To be honest, you don't really care too much about the person anyway. It's a bit embarrassing, but you're not going to see them again, so you don't worry too much. You'd say something like, that's never happened before, or I'm really sorry, it's been a while, to cover it up. About a year ago, I met someone, and I started telling my friends about this great person I'd met, and also I brought up the issue of premature ejaculation. And I didn't just talk to them, I got on YouTube, I got on the internet, and I looked up my medical textbooks as well, and I decided that I would try this new technique of moaning during sex to try and distract myself. Now, when I start to moan, it works. It distracts me enough, and I can control when I come. It's breathing, deep breathing, which is something I tried earlier that didn't work. But when I add the moan to it, it worked. And I don't know why it worked. I don't know why the others didn't and why this does. This is what works for me. So I've basically gone from 30 seconds to 15, 20 minutes if she's come already, or if she's ready to, then all I have to do is stop moaning and just focus on sex, and we'll come at the same time. It's really good. You don't realise how good sex is until you have good sex and you realise what you've been missing out on. Premature ejaculation really ruins the moment.
Sure does. That's Tim's experience. But what's yours if you've had an issue with premature ejaculation? What did you do about it? 1300 055 36 is the number to call, or you could send a text on 1975 7555. A few texts in already. I'm 27, and over the last 3 years, says one, I've suffered from premature ejaculation. 30 seconds if I'm lucky. I can't not think about it. Another texter says, hi, I'm Lauren from Sydney. Sex with my partner was over in 60 seconds every time due to premature ejaculation. This was a major contributing factor in me ending the relationship of 3 years. Sex therapist Linda Carlisle is here in the Hack studio. So some pretty dire consequences we're hearing about already potentially for relationships. But do guys tend to seek help for this?
Unfortunately, Kate, only about 1 in 6. And that's really disappointing, because I've seen clients that haven't had a relationship for 10 or 15 years out of feeling that they're not up to scratch and that they don't have anything to offer a woman. And it's just such a waste. They can at least investigate things that can help. And listening to Tim, it's so amazing that he tried all these things and then he found something eventually. People need to persevere. And often through masturbation, you start masturbating early and you come within a minute or so and you think that that's great, fantastic, so we do that. But you're not thinking in terms of that you're wanting to last for 15 minutes during sex. So people are actually training themselves to come quickly often and don't twig that if they hold off during masturbation, that sometimes it can be a way that they can learn how to control during sex as well.
1300 055 36. G'day, Josie. This is an issue that's just come up in your relationship?
It has, yeah.
So it's a sudden change. Can you tell us what's happening?
Well, I'm one of the lucky ones. It hasn't devastated my relationship yet. She's been quite patient. But, yeah, about 2 years ago, it just not really sure what triggered it, but all of a sudden I did have a problem with it. And, I know it sounds silly, but we have tried certain things. We've, turned the lights off. I even, sounds a little bit odd, but we even tried doing the, when you have the sheet in between you so you can't see each other. And, yeah, I mean, It sounds silly, but everything I'm trying, it just doesn't seem to work. I mean, I haven't seen too much literature on it yet, but I mean, that is one of the reasons why I'm calling, see what I can learn.
So how do you balance that with foreplay and other sorts of things to satisfy your girlfriend?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a lot more of using of the hands, not so much, my own bits.
Yeah.
I do try to keep the focus on her, so that I guess, maybe that's why she has been patient this whole time.
And it's only been an issue with this one girlfriend?
Yes.
Linda, what do you have to say to Josie?
Sometimes it can have no rhyme or reason as to why it happens, and often it may just be one of the PE definitions is natural variable, which means every guy on occasion is going to come quickly. If you haven't had sex for a while, you're going to come quickly. So, and then the worry of that you carry into your next and subsequent activities is enough to perpetuate the problem and create that terrible anxiety around it. And as soon as you're focusing on how long am I going to last, as opposed to how much of a good time, how much pleasure can I give and receive, then it really changes the flavour of sex and it just continues.
Hey, Josie, how much does it play on your mind?
Well, I mean, to be fair, I try to keep my mind busy with other things until it actually comes down to that business. I mean, it maybe that's some good news for other guys that are listening. You think more frequency actually helps the situation?
Absolutely. Whether it's through masturbation or through sex.
Okay.
Pelvic floor exercises are great.
What's that? Sorry.
Pelvic floor exercises.
Okay.
Yep. And taking the focus off intercourse. Just have some pleasuring sessions where you're not actually focused on penetration.
You're listening to Hack on Triple J.
Hack on Triple J.
Force your tongue against the roof of your mouth. Relieve some of the pressure down there.
I always find that if they're on top for a little bit and then I get on top, it makes it last longer.
Good to know. Thank you.
That's right.
Once you put it out of your mind and you live in the now, then it's all good.
Those were just a couple of the ideas that Tom got from some people out on the street today. But, Linda, are there other – what sorts of other potential solutions could you run us through quickly?
Yeah, well, there's psychological treatment, which is with a sex therapist. There's a great book called Too Fast, Learn to Last Longer, which is available from the Impotence Australia website. And that's just a small little book that goes through the psychological treatment and also the medical treatments that are available as well. The new drug Prilogy that's coming out, that can be really helpful for somebody that finds that they are one of those ones that just are set to come within a minute or so, and that can perhaps buy them a few extra minutes.
Yep. This is one that's not available yet in Australia, and there's just some clinical trials, but it is available in the UK and a couple of other places.
I think they're talking June. Yeah, I think they're talking
June. But in the UK it costs about £25 per pill, so it's not cheap.
It's going to be in the same realm as Viagra.
Right. Excellent. We have seen as well, I've just got a text in, I wanted to ask you about those longer lasting sex billboards, and we had a text in saying my boyfriend spent $2,000 or so on the last time he tried to have an ejaculation treatment. Is it going to be like that?
Prilogy?
Yeah.
Is Prilogy going to be like that? Prilogy, you'll know within 4 weeks whether it's going to work for you or not. So the idea would be, and that's based on using it 6 times in a month. It's something that you only need to take before sex, before you're planning to have sex. And you will know within 4 weeks whether it's going to have the desired effect. So that would be a much better option once it's available.
Hey, Adam, how are you going?
Good, thanks.
Now, you're bisexual and this is a problem for you with women but not with men?
Yes, that's right. I when I was with women before, I always come between 1 and 2 minutes. And then I experienced with some guys and I sort of, now that, you know, I can go for an hour without doing anything. Once I've gone, sorry, I was with guys and the same thing happened. Then I went back to women and now I just can't blow my load.
So what, at all, like, and you're finding that problematic as well, are you saying, or is it fine?
Yeah, it's like I was with women before, and then I started dating guys and that, and it was the same, and then I went back to women now, and now I just can't come at all.
So it's the opposite issue, Linda?
Opposite extremes, yeah, going from one extreme to the other, and it may be that you experience a different type of arousal when you're with men. That going back to women, you're not experiencing that in the same way, so that is affecting your ability to ejaculate. If you think of ejaculation as it's a reflex, so it's pretty much the same as a sneeze. You know, you tickle your nose and some people can tickle it for a long time before they bring the sneeze. Other people need a lot longer. So it I guess in that particular example where he's gone from premature ejaculation to delayed ejaculation, that's an unusual one, but certainly a change in ejaculation time is not unusual.
We've heard about how premature ejaculation can affect guys. Of course, girls are affected by this too. Meet Sarah. She's 23.
My partner struggles with it quite severely. Pretty much every time is a bit of a disappointment.
How long does he last?
Sometimes almost no time at all. Sex begins and then he loses it straight away. Or otherwise it's after a few minutes. Like, it's rare to have sex for longer than 5 minutes, I suppose. It makes me just feel really helpless, I suppose, because I'm more just get upset about how much it bothers him, and I don't really know how to help him either. Like, we talk about it a lot, but we don't really know what the solution is. I can't just say have some self-control, but he just gets frustrated and says that he doesn't know what's wrong with him, and I just say it's okay, don't worry about it, you know. I've said maybe you need to see someone like a sexual therapist or something, but he's really embarrassed about it. But we have an incredibly close relationship. We've been together for a very long time.
How long?
Nearly 5 years.
And have you had this problem the whole time?
Not at the start as badly, but it's always been there, but it does seem to have gotten worse over the last few years. And I wonder if that maybe makes him think that maybe we're not compatible in that area. And that's where it worries me. I mean, he hasn't brought that up, but I don't really want to bring it up in case he didn't think about it before and then he starts thinking about it.
So there's no way you want to let this cause any long-term damage to the relationship. You really want it to keep going.
Yeah, of course. I love him with all my heart, so.
Have you ever asked him if he's had this problem before in other relationships?
Well, that's another problem as well. He was a virgin when we met, so he doesn't have anything to compare it to, really.
Are you worried that he feels like he probably does need something to compare it to?
Yes, very much so.
How are you going to deal with that?
I don't know. I guess there's some horrible part of my personality that hopes that he is too upset about his kind of dysfunction to ever try having sex with anybody else. So that's kind of a horrible thing to say.
That's Sarah. She's 23 years old. She was speaking there with Tom Tilley. Sex therapist Linda Carlisle is here in the studio. You counsel women about how they deal with their partner's premature ejaculation. That all sounds, does that sound sort of the common take on it for you?
Extremely familiar. I think the hardest thing to deal with for most women is their partner's frustration because they withdraw from them because they're so focused on their own stuff. And obviously during intimacy, that loss of connection has the biggest effect. I mean, if you think about it, a sexually confident person doesn't really know how long sex actually lasts for. So once it becomes a big thing for somebody, it can really interfere with the relationship.
And Ben from Canberra says, what about the sometimes unrealistic expectation of the time it takes for women to orgasm, like 10 or 20 minutes, when that's not how long sex normally takes?
Absolutely. And this is the problem, I guess, with a whole generation that are being educated by porn as well, is that the perception is that you have to last a really long time. And sometimes women can't orgasm through intercourse. So are you actually trying for something that's not attainable?
Hey, Eliza, you've just broken up with a guy over this.
Well, we were dating for 3 years. And by the time, like, we got to the third year, I just decided that enough was enough because it was like only 30 seconds each time, and I was really surprised. And we also had the opposite problem sometimes where like he would last a really long time. And it was really strange because you had like both sides of the coin. Sometimes he'd last 30 seconds, other times like nearly an hour.
So what was it? What was it that made you want to get out of that relationship then, if it was variable?
I was talking to my friends and we'd just go out and, you know, share our little boyfriend secrets and stuff. And, you know, they told me about their sex lives and how their boyfriends lasted. And I kind of felt like I was missing out a bit, I suppose.
Yeah. And
I was just going to say, is it all about the sex? Is it all about how long you're lasting? To me, sex is about all sorts of things, so not just intercourse.
it is part of the relationship, though, when you think about it.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a big part of it. I mean, who doesn't get horny?
But did he do anything about it? Was it something that was worrying him as well?
He was really offended by it, I think. And it was also because he had a really small penis as well. So he kind of was really sensitive in that area, I suppose.
Thanks so much for giving us a call. A few texts coming in as well. What about the opposite problem? I have a lot of trouble coming with other people, especially with new partners, and I've never been able to get off without doing it myself. Says another, Robert in Melbourne, says, I have the opposite problem too. I can't come at all. In 15 years of being sexually active, I've only come maybe 12 times. And another person says, I nearly always come too early as well. I'm a 29-year-old male. Linda Carlisle. Thank you so much for joining us, but it just looks like we don't have quite enough time to get to the bottom of all of these issues. You'll have to come back again soon.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me, Kate.
That's it for Hack Today.